It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
We're just outside the Travel Lodge in Luton. I'm just about to go up to my room, which has that beautiful view overlooking the Esso garage right below me.
I've got the car park.
What a dramatic night at Kenilworth Road. My internet, I had a nightmare with the internet tonight, and it went off for about 25 minutes, and I was playing catch-up when I came back. And when it finally came on, Vic said to me, "How much have you missed?" And I think I'd missed two goals, a Maradona impression, penalty decisions being waved away, yellow cards. Just thankfully, it was not long before Lewis Wing scored that stunner, and I was playing catch-up from there on in. It wasn't the kind of night where you wanted your internet and system to crash, was it, Vic?
Yeah, and as you pointed out, had it been a Tony Pulis match, you wouldn't have really missed that much.
No, I'd have been a lot more comfortable playing catch-up then. When Jonathan Woodgate came in afterwards, he was asked what he made of it. He said, "I loved it. What a game. What an unbelievable game. I want my team to score goals." They went and scored goals. Wasn't overly concerned about the issues at the back, of which we will touch on. You know, he said that I won't lose sleep over that for now. You know, that's a work in progress. I mean, he promised entertainment, and we got that.
Absolutely. All last year, people were absolutely crying out for attacking, entertaining football, and the general mantra was they didn't care about results. They just wanted to have a team that was willing to give it a go and play with a bit of pride and be assertive and entertaining. Well, you certainly got that tonight. I mean, there was six goals, a missed penalty. Arguably, Luton should have had a penalty. End-to-end stuff. A bit ragged around the edges, a bit frantic. But, you know, it's a work in progress. And I think it was a very good start. I mean, we said coming down, you'd take a draw. And we were thinking maybe an edgy 1-1 all. I don't think anyone expected that.
It was funny because Woodgate was asked afterwards, is it a point gained, 2 points dropped, or doesn't it really matter? And it did kind of feel like that at the end, didn't it? It was just that mad and that frantic and that dramatic that, you know, you kind of reflect on all that later. You just try and take in what happened first.
Yeah, I mean, obviously at 3-2, you miss a penalty, you're going to feel gutted to walk away with 1 point. On the other hand, I think Luton, when they were 2-1 up, they had a very good shout for a penalty, and they'll probably feel a little bit aggrieved as well. It was a game that had didn't have it all, but you know, had pretty much a good checklist of what you want to see, and I'm sure that people sat at home watching it on the telly, you know, aren't the armchair audience throughout the country, will think that's a cracking game. And if you think about some of the tedium that's going to be served up in Premier League Super Sundays over the coming year, that's probably set the bar for entertainment quite high.
I think the thing as well, the most important thing, is the armchair audience back on Teesside will look at that and think, you know, I want a bit of that. That's what we're going to get, if that's what's going to be served up. And I think, obviously, you want to get off to a good start. And I think a draw at Luton is a good start. But the most important thing tonight, going into it, we said, you know, with the fact that so many fans and perhaps cynics and sceptics who were watching at home, and we're unsure of the Woodgate appointment, you know, that performance and that kind of display we've done a lot to get fans on side.
Yeah, I think it's easy for people to hear the talk about, you know, an attacking new approach and a new mentality. And to be fair, most managers at most clubs will come in and say that. It is about actions speaking louder than words. And I think we saw tonight that Borough are going to stick by that policy and give it a good crack. It was ragged in the first half, and at times the central defensive pair were uncomfortable playing it out from the back, and sometimes you revert to old habits, and there was a lot of long balls in the first half. But Woody got a grip of them at half-time, I think, and changed that, and there was a lot more on the floor, more little passing triangles, and I think the second half was probably a lot closer to what he would like to see.
We are, by the way, going to try and get into a habit of doing these post-match tribes immediately after game, just a kind of a 10-15 minute blast with kind of immediate thoughts. Talking tactics, Woodgate after the game was asked kind of how things had changed at half-time. He talked about the midfield, saying that Wing and McNair in the first half were just running forwards, and too often Johnny Howson or Hayden Coulson or whoever else was getting the ball at the back, and they were just seeing the backs of shirts. He wanted Wing and McNair to collect the ball. The second half, there was a difference, wasn't there? Absolutely. Woodgate felt Borough controlled it in the second half.
Yeah, I think that's it's probably fair that they created a lot of good chances in the second half. I thought the ball was played more on the floor in the second half, and it was going forward a lot more, and it was a bit sharper as well. I think sometimes you play your way into these games, and I don't think we should discount the fact that the atmosphere there was quite intense.
It was red hot, wasn't it?
Luton were up for it. They're a well organised side. I think if you looked at that team that was out there tonight and thought that was your complete team for the rest of the season, maybe you'd be a bit more worried about how ragged it was at the back. But we know that that's not true. It will be a completely different defence, probably certainly central defence. And I thought you saw the framework there. And in the second half, at times, it looked like it was really clicking. And I think arguably Borough could have had another couple. Paddy McNair clipped the post, the bar, and
it's a good effort, though,
that kind of went unremarked because straight down the other end, it was non-stop action. But I think if you break it down into the chances that were being created and the areas of the pitch they were coming from, and the long spells where Borough were picking and probing and looking to get forward and creating a lot of problems, I think there's a lot of positives there.
I think in a game like that, it's so easy for things to get lost, and one of them is that save from Randolph at the end.
They were
showing it again in the press room there when Woodgate came in for his press conference at the end. You know, a one-handed save. It was that fella James Collins again, I think, wasn't it? Who scored and tried to score with his mitt. But I mean, that was some save, because that would have been an absolute sickener to lose it in those circumstances.
Their keeper made a fantastic save as well, clawing it out from the top corner.
Was that the Marvin Johnson effort?
Yeah, there was a lot happened on that pitch. I mean, you say things that get overlooked. I mean, I shout out for there was a fantastic blocking tackle by Lewis Wing in the Borough box. Not the one that should have been a penalty. And there was a really good one by Johnny Howson as well when Borough were under quite a lot of pressure. So I think the big players did dig in. I don't think it's the complete article by any stretch of imagination. But I thought there was a lot of boxes ticked tonight.
Marvin Johnson was in the first half, Albert, the standout player. You gave him the 3 stars. I mean, talk about a surprise.
Oh, absolutely. I mean,
at the start of the summer, if you had said that Marvin Johnson's going to be... I think I wrote that if in January someone had said, 8 minutes into the next season, Marvin Johnson is going to be teeing up the opener for Ashley Fletcher for Jonathan Woodgate's Borough, you thought, what on earth's going on here?
Parallel universe. he played really well. I think the opening goal... Not just the fact that he put the ball in for the goal, but I think he won the corner as well. There was a good little press just inside the Borough half. There was Wing and Clayton, I think, or Howson, robbed the ball off someone, played a nice little triangle to bamboozle them, and then Johnson shot up off the wing, got to the corner flag, and he held it up, and he won the corner from that. He had some nice touches, a lot of direct movement, and he looked like a different player. He looked like a player with confidence. And if he can deliver that every week, then I think that gives the manager a very interesting problem.
Because that was the only real... I mean, we were talking about it when we were coming down to Luton on Friday dinner time afternoon, and that was the only real kind of question mark. The back picked itself other than Shotton or Friend. We thought it was going to be that midfield three. We knew it would be Britt. We thought Brown would start, didn't we? And then it was either Tavernier, Fletcher, or I thought Johnson was least likely to start, and you know, naivety on my part, because Woodgate said I'll reward those who played well in pre-season, and Fletcher and Johnson's played well.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting point you raised there. I mean, the team sheet had it underlined that commitment from Woody. Obviously Coulson played when he could quite easily have put Bowler in there. Pearcey was the reserve keeper when arguably it could have been Myas, should have been Myas. And Johnson, who he's had a decent, solid pre-season, hasn't he?
He
came in and he delivered. And, you know, you would hope that the manager, having seen that he's delivered, keeps him in.
And Coulson, I mean, you know, he had to start, didn't he? Because he's been brilliant in the summer. Yeah. And he was right at the thick of it. I thought he was caught out a few times defensively.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting one. Obviously, he's a young lad. It's his senior debut. It's a big step up. And he was having to deal with Callum McManaman, who's a decent player.
He's a handful, isn't he?
Yeah.
Peerless's old mate.
I thought Coulson made two very confident early tackles. There was one where he nipped in and took the ball off someone's feet, and there was another one where he blocked across as it was coming in. And I think from there, he that gave him a bit of confidence. There were times when he was turned. I think you can see tactically naive at times, but that's you're going to get that with a teenager who's just stepping into the team. He kept on going, he kept on plugging away. He won the penalty for Britt in the second half. He kept on he was getting up the flank and putting crosses in. I think he can be very happy with his performance. And I hope that means that, you know, he can be part of the first team mix. He has to keep on doing it. But this time last year, Lewis Wing made his breakthrough, having been on loan and probably expecting to go back out on loan to League Two.
And he said that, didn't he?
And he stepped up and he grabbed his chance. And you've got to hope that there are other players like that who've been told there's a pathway from the academy to the first team, can do that and can see that Hayden Coulson's gone in the team today and delivered. And they think, you know, that's what we have to do. If we get a chance, we've got to go out there and grab it.
I think a few things with Coulson. It was a red hot atmosphere, as we said. He was playing fullback. Not so much on the first half because they have that strange stand
the
on the opposite side. But on the second half, you know, he had the fans right on him and they were very vocal. He's a confident chap. I think he's really comfortable going forward.
Yeah.
I think he looks excellent going forward. And I said to Maddo beforehand, I was talking to Maddo about him, I like the fact there's a bit of niggle about him.
Yeah,
He's kind of beyond his years
I was really impressed in pre-season because, especially at the Hartlepool game, because Hartlepool were your archetypal conference side. They were big, they were strong, they were physical. And he was up against blokes who were a foot taller and a stone heavier and battle-scarred old cynics. And he didn't look overawed with it.
Craig Hignor thought he was the best player in the pitch.
He stepped up to the challenge and then he's done it again today. And that's what you need to do, you know, as a player. It's all very well having the talent, but you need the mentality. And I think you need that steely determination not to be caught up in the occasion, just go out and do your job. And I thought he did that. Yes, there were moments when there was once or twice he got brushed off the ball, he got turned once or twice. But they're the mistakes that he has to make and learn from. A big, big tick for me.
And any championship team would miss Dale Fry. And I know, you know, it's absolutely crucial, obviously, and Woodgate's pointed out that he can't be rushed back, especially from the type of injury he's had. But Borough lacked that bit of composure that Fry provides at the heart of the defence, didn't they? Just to settle things down, especially in that 20-25 minute spell in the first half when Luke Morelli on top.
Yeah, not just composure. We know that Dale Fry is comfortable carrying the ball forward. You know, he's the Berwick Hills Beckenbauer.
I know he's the number six.
He really suits that style. He's essential to make the playing out from the back work properly. The two that were in there today, not so comfortable. It's not their game. And when you're under pressure, sometimes you revert to type, which is why I think there's a lot of long balls were played. I think it's fair to say that Ryan Shotton was uncomfortable with the ball at his feet. And we know that Aidan Flint probably wouldn't have been able to play that style of football. But that's not going to be the central defensive pairing that goes into the season. Yes, it'd be good to have Fry back. We don't know what the time scale is, but we get told soon. But yeah, don't rush him. Get him right, because that's going to be crucial to the way Borough play this season.
Just a few things from Woodgate's press conference afterwards. You rightly pointed out, Vic, about the Britt Assombalonga and his backing for the penalty miss. You know, that's a far cry for Britt from the post-match stuff that he'd read or hear from the manager last season. Woodgate was quizzed on transfers, obviously. He said on Wednesday at his presser that he expected or hoped to have someone in before the Luton game, kind of asked, you know, what happened there. And he said, well, I did, but things change. I'm hoping for more news on Monday. He's confident that he can get players in before Thursday's deadline. very numbers. He's confident he can get numbers in. He said, wouldn't be drawn on what positions, but I think we all know the areas.
We know where the areas
right back, attacking midfield, possibly a centre forward, if possible. Right back and attacking midfield remain the priorities?
Desperate for cover at right back. I mean, Johnny Howson's doing a solid job, but we know that he's not a natural there. Midfield, I think you could probably busk it, especially if you bring in, you think that you bring in a right back, and then that puts Johnny Howson in the mix as well. I do think they're lacking a bit of pace. It might mean one in, one out in that department, just to give it a little bit more zip. It'd be nice to get a striker, because if Britt got injured, that raises serious question marks, not just to who plays, but what shape you play. So yes, I think that right back, striker, probably the priorities.
Lovely. Well, I'll look forward to Brentford next week. Middlesbrough 4, Brentford 3 at the Riverside Saturday afternoon. Thanks for following. As I say, we will try and make this a weekly feature now, an immediate post-match tripe, and we'll have full reaction and analysis from a crazy 3-3 draw at Luton throughout the weekend. Thanks, Vic.
Cheers.